Now we start with the Wheatstone bridge. So as we all know that the resistance of a material changes due to many factors. These factors may be temperature, strain, humidity, the displacement, liquid level, etc. Therefore, the measurement of these properties is possible by measuring the resistance, and that's the same technology which is used in many sensors and measuring devices. For example, if you want to measure the temperature or if you want to measure the humidity in the atmosphere, so since all these factors affect resistance, so by finding the change in the resistance we can actually find these quantities, and that's the way sensors are made, with the measuring resistance. So even simple transistors can also be used as measuring devices or sensors because of this simple technology. So Wheatstone bridge helps us a lot, and it has given us a better idea about many a lot of sensors. And these measurable values of resistance vary from a few million ohms to hundreds of mega ohms in case of a Wheatstone bridge, but depending upon the resistance range, various methods are used for resistance measurement. But generally this Wheatstone bridge is used for measuring resistances in the range of tens of ohms to hundreds of ohms, and the Wheatstone bridge was originally developed by Charles Wheatstone. That's the reason it has been named as Wheatstone. It has not been any relation with wheat, neither any relation with stone. It's the surname of Charles, so it's Charles Wheatstone. It is also used for calibrating measuring instruments, voltmeters, ammeters, etc. These are also some devices where this is used. And you can get a diagram about the Wheatstone bridge on Google once you search for its name or once you search for it. So Wheatstone bridge gives us an important relation, and that is, if there are four resistances joined in a junction forming a loop, then the resistance of any one of these four quantities can be found if any three of these quantities are known. So there is a relation that if there are four resistances P, Q, S and R joined to each other in the sequence as mentioned, P, Q, S, R and S. If P comes first, then comes Q, then comes R and then comes S. If this is the situation, if this is the sequence of joining them, then P by Q will be equal to S by R, and this is the condition for balancing the Wheatstone bridge. So if any three resistances in the bridge are known, the fourth resistance can be determined by using this relation. In this way we complete the part of Wheatstone bridge. So next we move to the application of Wheatstone bridge in the next module, because it is quite simple. The applications are many, like there are meter bridge and many other applications as well. So that will be discussed in the next module. Stay tuned.